So thanks for coming by, guys. We just wanted to bounce some ideas off with you about the wedding ceremony.
What's the matter? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just, you know...
Monica said weddings.
So anyway, we thought that one of you could read something at the ceremony.
Oh, I would love to read a poem.
Do you think you could get through a poem?
A short one. Well,
okay, so Ross will be doing the reading.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, I guess I could do that too.
Two?
Yeah, I kind of have something else planned for you guys.
Do you mind telling us what it is?
Sorry, I'm kind of keeping this one on the QT.
Well, whatever it is, I hope it involves winking.
Hey! So, I just talked to one of the duel writers today, and...
What is duel?
Days of Our Lives. Anyway, you're not going to believe it. My character is coming out of his coma.
Oh, that's right.
And not only that, I'm getting a new brain.
So great things are happening at work and in your personal life.
Wait, what do you mean you're getting a new brain?
Oh, well, they're killing off one of the characters on the show, and when she dies, her brain is being transplanted into my body.
What? A brain transplant?
Yes, it's a highly controversial procedure.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, I think it's ridiculous that you haven't had sex in 3.5 months.
It's winter. There are fewer people on the street.
Who are they killing off?
Cecilia Monroe. She plays Jessica Lockhart.
She's my favorite character on Duel.
Nice.
She is so good at throwing drinks in people's faces. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen her finish a beverage. And the way she slaps people all the time. Would you love to do that just once?
Come do it.
Cecilia Monroe. Man, what a great actress.
Oh, tell me about it. And she's been on the show forever. It's going to be really hard to fill her shoes.
Yeah, well, help me out here. When you come out of the brain transplant, you are going to be her?
Yes, but in Drake Ramore's body. Why is it so hard for you to get? I thought you were a scientist.
Wait, so that guy there? Straight or gay? Well, I'd have to say gay.
Yeah, why?
Well, mainly because he's kissing that other guy.
Oh, no, not that guy there. That guy right there.
Oh, yeah, he's too cute to be straight. Ooh, knockers will help us figure it out. All right, straight. And not subtle.
Oh, he left his cell phone.
Oh, well, we could hand it to Gunther and help put it in Lost and Found.
Or we could use it to call China, see how those guys are doing.
What if he calls his own cell phone to find out who found it, and I answer and we start talking, and we fell in love? I mean, wouldn't that be a great story? Kind of like a fairy tale for the digital age.
Yeah. That does sound great.
Oh, I'm going to get the phone.
What? Wait. What? Why do you get the story?
I don't know. I haven't been out on a date in so long.
Phoebe, you had a date 3 days ago.
That wasn't a date. That was just friends getting together.
Having sex.
Okay. Okay. See, I get the phone.
No way. You just broke up with Tag a week ago.
Yeah. And until now, I didn't think I would love again.
Nice try.
Well, hey, wait. How do we fairly decide who gets the phone?
I don't know.
Well,
Maybe we could,
Aha, too slow!
Aha! Too cocky! I'm going to keep dating him, Mother, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is.
What are you going to do, kill him? Like you did Charles?
That was an accident. And so were you.
Well, at least I'm not a murderer. Oh, my baby!
Cut!
That was a great scene. And that slap looks so real. How do you do that?
Oh, just years of experience.
Can I get some ice here?
Well, anyway, I just wanted to say how wonderful I think you are.
You're not the fan who's dying, are you?
What?
I was supposed to meet and hug a fan who's dying, but that's not supposed to be until later.
No, I'm Joey Tribbiani. We did a scene together yesterday. I'm the guy in the coma.
Oh, that was a real person?
Anyway, I just want to say that since I'm getting your brain when you leave the show, I was wondering if there's any tips you could give me.
I'm leaving the show?
I don't know. Why? Did you hear something?
Who told you that?
One of the writers.
Which writer? Was it bald or was it tall? You know what? It doesn't matter. Because it is not true.
Okay.
And if it were true? Dare you come to me and ask me for tips about a character that I've been playing for 20 years? I'll give you a tip.
Miss Monroe. Okay. Oh, there you go.
No, Phoebe, you cannot get the phone that way. That's not fair. Okay, look, I have an idea. Why don't we see what kind of numbers he has on his speed dial? And then from that, we can tell who has more in common with him, and then whoever does gets the phone. Or we can decide by whoever's name is closer to the word phone. I don't think so. Fine, all right. But I bet you'd be singing a different tune if we were fighting over a ratchet. All right. First name on the speed dial is Mom.
Oh. I lost my mom to suicide.
Okay, no way. You cannot use that to get the cute guy and the last blueberry muffin.
Did I use that already today?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, now, see, this isn't telling us anything. Joe, Carlos, Yoga, Ben...
Wait, Yoga! I do Yoga!
That's one for me.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so close! If only it said yogurt. Ooh! Peter Luger! That's a steakhouse.
Okay, meat eater. Fine, that's one for you.
Oh, I win. He's got Barney's on his speed dial.
So you don't know that it's Barney's the store. That could be, you know, his friend's house or a bar. Or who has Barney's the store on their speed dial?
His new girlfriend.
What is that?
I think it's the dying cat parade.
Sounds like it's coming from across the street.
Oh, my God.
What?
You know the thing that Ross was going to do at our wedding? He was hanging out with me yesterday, and he turned to me and he said, "You're half Scottish, right?"
No.
Yes.
No, there is no way. It cannot be Ross.
Unbelievable. Why is your family Scottish?
Why is your family Ross?
We cannot play our wedding. I mean, everyone will leave. It'll be like when he rapped at my bat mitzvah.
Look, we can't just tell him no, okay? He's probably been practicing forever. He'll be crushed.
Well, maybe there's some way we can tell him without hurting his feelings. I mean, come on, that is just noise. It's not even a song.
You listen very carefully. I think it's Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
when we were in the coffee house, we decided that I was going to keep the cute guy's cell phone?
Yeah.
And remember how I said I was going to keep it in my purse so that if it rang, I could just pick it up?
Yeah.
Right? And then do you remember going into my purse and stealing the phone?
Now you lost me.
You stole the phone.
No, I didn't.
No? So you're saying that if I called it, it wouldn't ring?
No.
Hmm.
Okay. But while you dial, let me show you the features of my new ringing handbag.
Oh, it does work. Phoebe.
That is a different phone.
Oh, is it? Hello? Yes. Hi. Is Rachel there? Yes, she is. Just one moment, please. It's for me.
That is damning evidence.
Oh, my God. I bet that's him. My digital fairy tale is about to begin. I wonder how it should be. Should I be, hello? Or should I be, hi?
It's right.
Would you stop doing that?
Hello? Yes, I'm the one who found your phone.
Baby, you can't shut on a call.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could pick it up tonight, say, 8:30. At my apartment, it's 5 Morton Street, apartment 14. And then maybe, you know, after we could grab a bite to eat or whatever. Okay, I'll see you then. Bye.
You do know that I will be here when he comes over.
Oh, and how will you know what time to come over?
You just said it.
Oh. Okay, well, I was kind of hoping that I would just be alone, you know, to think about my mom and her suicide.
Oh, Phoebe!
What? That's the first time today.
Oh.
So, you like the nachos, huh?
Myself, I'm partial.
I'm 16.
See you in 2003.
Well, you're absolutely right. They are writing me out of the show. They don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but apparently it's going to be very soon, and then that's it.
I'm so sorry. Look, if it was up to me, you would never leave the show.
Yeah, thanks.
No, I mean it. I can't believe they would do this to you and to your fans. I mean, they're going to be devastated, heartbroken. They love you so much.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. What's your name again?
Joey.
Joey, well, thank you. That is so sweet. Excuse me.
It wasn't my decision.
I'm having a conversation here. You were saying?
Look, the only reason that I came up to you before is because, well, I'm really nervous about being you. You know, if you could help me capture the essence of the character, you know, help me keep Jessica alive, please.
All right, Joey, I will help you. Not because I owe it to this stupid show, but because I owe it to Jessica.
Well, that's great. Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Hey, now, I've been watching some tapes. How's this? Jessica Lockhart will never step foot in this place again. Never.
Is that supposed to be me?
Yeah.
Well, but Jessica doesn't have an English accent.
I can do an English accent? That baby's going on my resume.
Well, I feel like a snack.
Do you want some shortbread? It's Scottish, like you are.
Oh, no thanks. I don't like anything from my Scottish heritage.
What?
Well, just my entire family was run out of Scotland by Vikings. Anyway, lots of bad memories. Well.
Well, it sounds to me like your family is ready to rediscover its Scottish roots.
No, they're not. They're still very angry. But, you know, Chandler's also half Swedish. You know what the Swedish people are famous for? Sitting down and being quiet.
Yeah, but the Scottish history is so much...
You cannot play bagpipes at the wedding.
How did you know about that?
We heard you play all the way from your apartment.
Were you the ones who called the cops?
That's not really important right now. What is important is while we appreciate the gesture, we just don't feel that bagpipes are appropriate for our wedding.
Why not?
Because we hate them.
Come on, that's not fair. You haven't even heard me play.
We have heard you play.
No, you've heard me practice. Okay, just give me a chance to perform for you, and then decide whatever you want. And I'm not going to tell you what song I'm going to play either, but let's just say when it's over, I'll bet there'll be a wee bit of celebration.
So, the essence of the character is rooted in her confidence. So when Jessica enters a room, for instance, she owns everything and every person in that room. You try.
Okay.
All right.
No, he already knows that he owns everything in the room. He's not finding it out for the first time. So try it again.
Okay.
Right. He's not angry at the room either. Try it again. He owns it. He owns the room. It is his. He owns the room. He owns it. All right, it's a little weird, but it's getting better. Oh, well, I'm going to miss this woman so much. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, it's been 20 years of my life.
Hey, maybe this is a good thing. You know, it'll give you a chance to shake things up, play different characters. You're so talented.
I am, but I don't know, you know, an actor of a certain age, not that easy.
Hey, that's not true. Look at Angela Lansbury, Angelina Jolie.
Probably should have just left years ago when the offers were pouring in, but, you know, I just get so comfy here, and... Oh, I turned down some amazing work.
Like what?
Well, let's just say if I left 15 years ago, the landscape of Mexican cinema would be very different today.
Wow.
But, well, now's a different time for me.
Oh, hey, come on. Don't do this. Look, let me tell you something, okay? Now, when I watch you do a scene, I'm thinking, boy, she is a great actress. Yeah. But, I'm also thinking she is hot.
Did you think I'm hot?
You own the room. But we should probably get the...
Oh, yeah, we should get... So when Jessica kisses a man, she usually puts both her hands on the man's face.
Yeah, I notice that. Is that because she's so passionate?
No, it's because that way the camera only sees her. You want to try it?
Yeah, it's okay.
That was good. That was really good. But I think that maybe your hands are just a little off. They should be maybe like right like.
Hey! Who is it?
Hi, it's Tom. I'm here to pick up the phone.
Well, why do you get to answer the door? Well, why shouldn't I? Because it's my apartment. Well, then I get to give him the cell phone. Okay, all right. Good luck explaining all the calls to China.
Hi.
Wow, how long were we arguing for? You're not the man who left the cell phone.
No, that's my assistant.
Is he coming?
No.
Could you give us 1 second?
Sure.
We'll be right back, sir.
Sure.
Well, what do we do?
I don't know.
Can you go believe that? We're waiting for a hot guy, and then an even hotter one shows up.
I know.
What? Just don't make them like that anymore. You know? No, no, they do, but you just have to wait. Rachel, listen, I mean, if you let me have him, then I will really owe you one. All right. All right, Phoebe, I will let you have him. But you owe me. You owe me big. Yeah. You're such a great friend.
Oh. So, which one of you lovely ladies am I going to take to dinner, huh?
Oh, that'd be me. Sir.
Well, you certainly own that room.
Actually, I rent the whole place, and I just got what you meant. Thank you.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jessica Lockhart, in my apartment. I am such a huge fan. I am such a huge fan.
Well, it's nice to know that you work...
Monica! Monica!
That's my roommate, Rachel.
Oh, that explains all the women's underwear.
Sure.
Oh, my God, it's true! Oh, my God, you are so amazing! Oh, my God, can I just ask you to do me just one favor?
Certainly. Would you slap me? Would you slap me right here in the face? I'd love to, but my lawyer said I can't do that anymore.
God, you seem really, really nice.
Okay, bye-bye.
I mean, not fake at all, like most famous people.
All right, here we go.
Okay. All right, just one more thing.
You're a stupid bitch. I really can't slap you.
Oh! You are so beautiful. Nice to meet you. My God, you're great.
Thank you for stopping by.
I am so sorry.
Oh, no. Being adored, I'm used to it. Don't worry about it.
God.
What?
They sent me today's script. They never send me the script.
They don't?
Well, no, I'm just in a coma. This must mean I have lines. Oh.
How does it happen?
Ooh. You get thrown from a horse into an electric fence.
What? Jessica hates horses.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing after this, she's not going to be crazy about electricity either.
Remember, you have to imagine me in a kilt.
I can imagine you in a short plaid skirt and knee socks.
You want to start telling secrets?
No.
Now, remember, I'm still learning. One, two, three, four. You know the song. Sing along. So?
No.
Loosening the saddle on Mother's horse was brilliant, Frederick. And the electric fence, inspired.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I can't believe she's really gone. Look around you. All of this is ours.
I don't think so.
You?
What's the matter, Dina? Don't you recognize your own mother?
I think that you're a better Jessica than I ever was.
Oh, no.
Oh, of course not, but you were very good. And guess what? Good news, I got another job.
Great. Hey, all right. What is it?
A film in Guadalajara.
The airport?
No, that's LaGuardia. This is Mexico.
Oh, wow. How long will you be gone?
8 months.
That's a really long time.
Yeah, but you could come and visit me. I bet that you could own a few places down there.
Well, you know, I tell you, I should probably buy a place in the city first. And I just got what you meant to get. That's a tricky one.
Very good. Well, Joey, I really want to thank you. You made a very difficult time for me, a little less painful.
Good luck.
You too.